the 26th day of the blessed month of Amshir, the departure of the righteous Hosea, the prophet. On this day, the great prophet Hosea, one of the 12 minor prophets of Israel, departed. He was born in the mountain of Ephraim, the son of Beeri, and he prophesied during the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, the kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, as told in the book of Hosea, chapter 1, verse 1. He was also contemporary to the prophets Isaiah, Amos, and Micah. And Hosea prophesied for 70 years. This prophet was also contemporary to the Assyrian exile of Israel in the year 722 BC. He mentioned in his prophecy some strange and marvelous things, and he rebuked the children of Israel for their sins and trespasses, and warned them about the evil things that would befall on them because of their crimes. Hosea promised them if they returned to God, repenting, that these evil things would be removed from them. Hosea also prophesied about the passion of our Savior, his resurrection, and the salvation of mankind. Hosea said, "He was torn, but he will heal us. He was stricken, but he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up, that we may live in his sight." This is from Hosea chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Hosea prophesied about the end of the sting of death and the dominion of hell by saying in Hosea 13, verse 14, "I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be your plagues. O grave, I will be your destruction." Hosea departed at a good old age. May the blessing of his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, Saint Zadok and the 128 men with him were martyred in Persia. Behram, king of Persia, brought these Christians before him and requested that they worship the sun in the sky. And Saint Zadok replied, saying, "I do not worship anything except God, the creator of the sun in the sky and the universe." And the king asked, "Does the sun in the sky have a God?" And the saint replied, "Yes, he is the Lord Christ, our God." Behram ordered that Zadok be beheaded. And when the executioner came forward to cut off his head, a great light appeared. And all those who were present saw it and cried out, saying, "We are all Christians." And the king ordered that all of them be killed, and they all received the crowns of martyrdom. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, in the year 304 AD, the two bishops, Tyrannius and Silvanus, and the priest Zenobius and their companions were martyred in the city of Tyre. Captain Vittorius ordered that these men be tortured in many ways. After facing bravely all the tortures attempted on them, these brave and faithful men received the crowns of martyrdom. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.